Amen. Good morning. Good morning, and God bless you in the name of Jesus. It is an honor and a privilege to be back in the house of the Lord. It is awesome to be among family and loved ones at this time, in this place, at this moment, at this hour. God is still doing what God does. God is very real. And people are learning that in these days. They're learning that God, and the enemy is also very real. Amen. And so we need to make sure that you have your relationship with God. You need to make sure that you actually know that you know that you know for yourself that God is truly real. And God is, trust me, God is who he said he is. Amen. God is who he said he is. There is no denying who God is. God is in control. And in spite of how things look, God is very much in control. In spite of what the enemy is trying to portray, you need to understand God is very much in control. God, the enemy cannot do any more than God allows him to do. And then the enemy is also on a short time. He's on a leash. Y'all understand? He's like any other animal. He's on a leash. And when it's time for him to back up, God gonna snatch him up and snatch him out. And that's going to be the end of that. But you have to hold on to your relationship with God like your life depends on it. You know why? Because your life depends on it. Amen. 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 Mother, before, I know you're standing in for Pastor Nicole, but before we do that, I just want to go over a couple things. And okay. I know we started late but I need to address a couple things. Rosie Jones, I got your message. Prayer is on. Don't worry, Rosie. Don't worry. I got you. And we're praying for Grandma Patty, who is still in Catholicism. The one that wrote this about Grandma Patty, we got you. You know who you are. And she is in my prayers. The Bland family, we have not forgotten you. And your entire family is in our prayers. I got you. We got you, Bland family. And Ronnie Straggins from D.C., got your letter this morning, just this morning, and we got you. Okay, I don't have time to go over it but I want you to understand that we received and we've got it. Also, Candace in Vancouver, we're praying for you. I got the information. We're praying for you, Candace in Vancouver. And we are adding Skokie, British Columbia to our global map. Amen. We got to go. They said, Pastor Ben, we need to make sure you put Skokie, S-O-O-K-E. Sook. Okay. S-O-O-K-E, British Columbia. You are on the map. Don't trip. We got you. Amen. And then Elizabeth from Azusa, got you. Okay. Elizabeth, got you. Got you. Got you. Mother, were you get a chance to, because you said yes. Amen. All right, Mother Sharon is on it. Amen. I love our people. Hey, I'm going to show you somebody that you've never seen that does stuff that you can't believe. And come here, Mother. Come here. This is Mother Niera. When you send your prayers in to S4C praying with you, this is the soldier that gets it. And she makes sure that we get it so we can continue to pray. She's responsible for the information so that we can have on our prayer list weekly. And so I want you to put a face to the work, to the name, Mother Niera. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody. All right. Amen. So when somebody's in here, amen. Amen. So we're praying for Lisa R. These are the people that were in the chat room that we've been praying for this week. Lisa R., Asher T., Valentina B., S-E-A-W. Seah C., because Nikki told me I can't say the last name. So Seah C., right?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Amen. And Lala requested prayer. We're praying for you, Lala. Joel R., J. King, Kim Richards. Amen. Veronica B., Iva J., Vicky D., Nadia S., Olga, who loves Jesus Christ. Amen. Prayers for brethren. Francis, Christina, Warhammer. Thank God for Warhammer. Warhammer, It's tough being in the trenches, doing what you're doing. We know, we're a lot of us are there. And we thank God for you, Warhammer. We're praying for you, Warhammer, because that's a soldier for the Lord. Sandra, Imari, Melissa. This is a long list this last week. Okay, so that's the same. Melissa's the same. Okay, amen. So we want you guys to know that you're not alone. You're not by yourself. We're praying with you and for you. And we pray for you during the week. There are a lot of people behind the scenes that are praying and working and administrating and doing things so that this can flow according to the plan of God. And so as we're praying for you, please pray for us. Amen. Amen. Also, our family in Hawaii, I hear that he's doing better. Mm-hmm. Right? Amen. And so we want to keep Sean, I was going to say Sean and Don. Sean and Dominique lifted up. But we have a lot of members in Hawaii now. Oh. We have a brand new family that joined the ministry, the whole family in Poland. Wow. Amen. And we sent them out. I didn't even trouble you, Miss T. A 15-pound box to Poland yesterday. Imagine how much that cost. Amen. 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 We sent another package. Someone was requesting prayer. She didn't email me. She wrote me a letter from Quebec. And so I sent her some prayer stuff yesterday and had some other stuff going on. But this really is a global ministry. And it's not because of me. And it's not because of Sandy. And it's not because of any one person or any group of people. It's because of God.
Amen.
This was God's plan from the beginning. Yeah. God said this, he said it's going to be a global church. Yeah. Pastor saying, like, you're crazy. I'm like, I'm just telling you what the Lord said. And 15 years later, no, 15?
It'll be
17 recovery mode, and we're praising you and thanking you in the name of Jesus. Robert is asking for prayer for his dad, what's his name, Leon. And Father, we're praying for Leon. I need somebody to step in for Leon. I need a tallit to cover him with. I have a tallit hanging up in the, if you look in that closet in the audio room, there's one hanging on the side. Bring that tallit. Glory, hallelujah. We're expecting Natalie and Florin, we're expecting a full recovery for Robert's dad. That's what we're praying for according to the Lord's will. We're expecting a full recovery for him in the name of Jesus. For God is worthy of all of our praises. Pastors, y'all put the tallit on him. By Otason, put the tallit on him. Yes. Let us show me, Karas. For God is worthy. Ryan, I'm so glad to see you here. When you get a chance, come on up here, son. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continues to believe, you cannot once believe, but whoever continues to believe shall not perish, over his head, shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Robert's dad. We're praying for his complete healing. We're praying for his complete deliverance. We're praying, Lord, that you would speak from the throne and send your word down to complete the job, to complete the healing in the name of Jesus, so that he'll have a testimony to share with others that may not necessarily believe. Continue to build him up. Continue to work in him. I feel the presence of God here. Continue to build him up and work in him so that he will have the testimony in the name of Jesus. Let his light so shine before men so that men will see his good works, but they will glorify you, Father, which is in heaven. Let it be so. We're claiming healing and deliverance according to your will, Lord. We're claiming healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is worthy of all praises. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. What you got, Pastor Nicole? God is worthy. I feel the presence of God in this place. I know the power of God is here. I know God is here. You feel it too. I know you do. I know you. Hey, amen. Oh, yeah. Glory to God.
We are continuing to pray for Jennifer. Her husband is going forth with a divorce.
Uh-huh.
And she's asking for prayer over her daughters, Abigail and Bethany.
Abigail and Bethany.
To not blame themselves.
Right.
And that they do not accept the spirit of rejection.
Yes.
That they feel their father is putting on.
Yes. Amen.
Jennifer is the mom.
Jennifer.
Abigail and Bethany.
Okay. First, Jennifer. And for those of you that are those, I'm talking to everybody because this may not just only be for believers, what I'm about to say, but especially for believers. If there is a divorce going on, now, if you are a believer and a divorce is going on, in spite of your efforts to try to remedy the situation, it might be God's will that that happen. How you gonna say that? Shut up. It might be the Lord working things out on your behalf. If you've done all you can and you've given it over to God and God has allowed this thing to go forth, this might be something that God is doing for your benefit. The Bible tells us all things works together for good to those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Did I get that close to right? Amen. And so if you love the Lord, which I believe you do, and if you are a believer of God and you're called according to God's purpose, which I believe that you are, then even this divorce can work out for your good. Amen. People won't believe what I'm about to say, but I'm going to tell you anyway. This pandemic this thing that happened, a lot of people have been blessed because of this.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been hurt. A lot of people have lost their lives. A lot of people have been separated. A lot of people lost their job. But a lot of people have been blessed because of this.
Yeah.
Well, how is that possible? Trust me, it's possible. Because what the enemy planned to destroy God's people and the church, God just made it that much tougher, that much stronger. He actually seemed to have fortified and brought the people. If you really believe, he's bringing them together.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
And so, God, oh my God, I don't even know where to start when it's talking about God. God, you can't block God. You can't stop God. You can't slow him down. All you can do is just get run over. When God says it is so, it is so.
Yeah.
And it ain't nothing you can do. I don't care who you think you are or what your name is. When God said it, it's a fact, Jack. That's it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, I said all that to say this. If it is God's will for this divorce to happen, let it happen. Because God evidently got something in mind for you and the two girls, Abigail and Bethany. Abigail and Bethany, if you hear this, and any other children that are dealing with divorce, parents that hear this, listen. I don't care if you set the house on fire. If that marriage is solid or where it should be, that's not going to separate that. That's not going to break up that marriage. It might get you a couple of licks, but it's not going to break up the marriage. Because whatever God has joined together, now, I don't think that's in the Bible. What God's joined together, let no man put asunder. I think men wrote that because I never read that in the Bible, but it's in the preacher's book where we read. To marry people, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. I don't think that's in the scripture, but it is in the manual that the pastors have when we marry people. See, a lot of y'all thought that was gospel. I don't think I never read it in there. But what I'm saying is this. You can't blame yourself for what grown people do. Grown people going to be grown people, going to be grown people. And when you get grown, you're going to be grown too. And they make their own choices, and they can blame it on whoever they want. But the truth is, if you really wanted it to work out, you'd be working in a way for it to try to work out. If it's not God's will for it to work out, let God's will be done. You understand what can I get one person to agree with me?
Yeah.
If he wants a divorce, maybe that's best for him. If he wants a divorce, maybe that's best for you. You won't know. You give it to God, turn it over to him, and let God have his way. And if you are a child of God, it will work out in your best interest. Because God said it would.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
And you bring the children as close to God as you can. Bring the children as close to God as you can. Because God will shield them and cushion the blow and protect them through this time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do y'all agree? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Amen. So we're going to be praying for you. And that the Lord, because I already know the Lord will see you through. I already know that. As long as you stay focused on God, and don't be clubbing and, you know, putting on the war paint and all that stuff. You just stay with God. You know, you just, y'all understand what I'm, what?
Amen.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, let me get my old skirts out this club. You know, you just stay with God. And whatever belongs to you, what? What? Amen. Thank you, baby. Amen. And whatever belongs to you will come to you. Amen. God will send it to you. Amen? Amen. All right, let's pray. What? Y'all ain't never known about no war paint? Yep. Girl, let me tell you. Amen. Amen. What's her name again?
Jennifer.
Jennifer and Abigail and Bethany. Yes. Jennifer, Abigail, and I'm also going to be praying for him because he needs Jesus too.
Yes.
We don't know all the underlying circumstances. We can't say he's the worst guy on the planet because we don't know him. Yes. Only God knows the inner workings of what actually happened and what's actually going on and what's moving and motivating everybody. And so we're going to be praying for his salvation too. But right now I want to focus on Jennifer, Abigail, and Bethany. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are a... Oh, yes. Everybody here, take hands. Everybody here, take hands. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him continues to believe. Even through heartache, continue to believe. Even through inconveniences, continue to believe. Even when things don't look like they're going your way, you will continue to believe. You will continue to have imuna, relationship, passionate relationship with God. In spite of what's happening, I'm going to continue with my compassionate relationship with God. I don't just know his name. I know where he lives. I know him. He knows me. I know him. We are in a relationship together. When I cry, he listens. When he speaks, I listen. Keep them safe and in your loving arms, Father, guarded and protected by your power, your presence, and your spirit. Help them to understand that they are the head and not the tail.
Hallelujah.
They are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. They did not fail. They're just moving to a new chapter.
Hallelujah.
It's not a period. It's a comma. Yeah. We bless you for everything that you do. We bless you. Because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, we pray for this family and every family of believers that's dealing with this. In
yes.
Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. This is a relationship. This is a marriage with God. You've got an engagement ring on. We're going to have the ceremony in a minute, but you're already committed. This is a relationship with God. You must have imuna, that you passion. God wants passion.
Yes,
he does.
He does.
I don't know a married couple that don't want some fire somewhere, sometime. I don't know one. Hello. Now, whether you get it or not, that's a whole nother story. But I know you want it. Amen. Why are all the preachers standing back there? Why are y'all back there? Can you get up here? Amen. And we can say every relationship, in my opinion, that's really worth having for both wants some passion.
Yes.
Little fire, little heat,
a
little hot cha-cha-cha. God wants the same cha-cha. God wants some cha-cha, y'all. He does. Say, I'm the only one. Say something.
Hallelujah.
Don't you all want some cha-cha? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
God wants some cha-cha in the relationship. He wants some heat. He wants some fire, some passion.
Amen.
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 So that, because in that kind of relationship, it produces offspring.
Yeah.
When you have a relationship with God, you produce offspring. You draw other people to Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. You draw other people to Christ. When you got some cha-cha in your relationship, oh, something gonna happen. Amen. Oh, y'all so sanctified, y'all don't know nothing about that. That's why you up here at the prayer line now. Amen. All I'm saying is this. All I'm saying is this. That's real. God wants some passion. What do you mean passion? God wants you to love him because he's God, not because he's Santa Claus. He wants you to love him because you love him.
Yes.
Whether he gives you anything else or not, I love God because he's God.
Amen.
He doesn't have to do anything else. What he's done is plenty. When you start having thoughts and feelings for God like that, now you're doing something.
Yes.
The only time you pray to God is when you want something. I wouldn't answer you either. Oh, I'd send you an answer, but you might not appreciate it. But I'd send you, I'd comment. Amen. Because what spouse only wants to hear from the spouse on Wednesday night at 3 o'clock, at 8 o'clock?
Nobody.
Thank you, baby. And she don't even know, but she, amen. Nobody. Amen. Do y'all understand? Good morning, soldier. Good morning, Sakura. Sakura?
That's her.
Sakura. Amen. God wants passion. God wants commitment. God wants you to want him. God wants to be the only one. God wants to be way up here and everybody else way down there. That's the way God, because the Bible says God is a jealous God. And you commit yourself to God and you start easing on back and you wonder why things are falling apart, because God is a jealous God. God don't want anybody before him. God saved you. He blessed you. He kept you. He keeps you. He provides for you. I'm paying the mortgage and somebody else is living in the bed. I don't think so. I'd rather burn the house down. I'd rather burn the whole house down and blow up the car. That's me. But that's just me. But that's just me. That's just me. And then send leaflets out to all the neighbors so they'll know. Amen. But that's just me.
Me too.
Amen. Hello. Can I get an amen? Wow. I'm just saying. That's for real, right?
Amen.
God wants a release to jump back. You think I heard that, did you? Amen. God wants a relationship. He wants real people.
Yeah.
He wants real relationship, real people, and he wants to be able to depend on you like you depend on him.
Amen.
Amen. Because all this one way, you give all the giving, they do all the taking. That's not a relationship. That's a job. And even a job gets a paycheck.
Yeah.
It's not even as good as a job. All right, let's pray. I'm got all excited now. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Slavery. Thank you. I thought about that, but job came. Job slavery is pretty close. Depending on where you work. Amen. Amen. Good morning, Pastor Drea. Came in at a good time, didn't you?
Hallelujah. Linda's asking for prayer for her unsafe family members, as well as her employment. Her job is starting to track the vaccine, like many jobs are.
Yeah.
She's not taking it, and so she's kind of concerned about her employment.
Amen. What's her name?
Val?
Linda. Linda, first of all, your family should be on their knees daily thanking God for you, because you have a relationship with God and you're praying for them and on their behalf. Somebody that's praying for you, trying to help you get closer to God, that's a friend. That's somebody you want in your life. If you don't accept that, that's a problem, because they know something that you've rejected. We want to pray for her family. Linda.
Yes.
We want to be praying about you and your job. There's a lot of people that are starting to send those prayers in, because those things are real. Amen. I know that God has a perfect plan. I know God has everything. Listen, this did not come as a surprise to God.
Amen.
Gabriel, look what they're doing. I can't believe they got this thing called COVID down on earth. Oh my God. It didn't catch God off guard. He knew. He knew. See, did you catch the jump? Amen. The rest of them slow. God knew. Amen. God knew what was going to happen before the earth was created. Before the world was created, he knew your name. Before the world, the Bible tells us that every hair on your head is numbered.
Yes.
You got a number for this? How do you keep up with this? And he said every number on your head. So when I read it, he's talking to me. When you read it, he's talking to you. So every hair on your head is numbered. On your head, what kind of God is this? Every star has a name. Every star. They said there's so many stars there, it's possible to count the number of stars that there are in the sky. But God's got a name for every star, which means he knows exactly how many are there.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What kind of an awesome God do we serve? He knows everything about everything before anything was anything.
Amen.
Did y'all catch that?
Yeah.
I went real fast.
Got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
So God can't pay a light bill? He can't buy your kid a pair of shoes. He can't give you a job. He can't do nothing. But he can fling a star in the sky and it'll stay there until he tell it to go home. He can set the sun on fire and tell it you stay in that orbit until I tell you different. He can create life, but he can't pay a gas bill. I'm wondering what kind of God you serving. Amen. He said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall what?
Find.
Knock and the door shall be
open.
And if there's not a door, he'll make a door. If there's not a window, he'll create a window.
Amen.
Amen. God is awesome. So if you're concerned, I'm not concerned. I'm going to give it to God. And I suggest you do the same. And then you pray, and once it is confirmed in your spirit that God heard your prayer, then you get to shouting and be about your Father's business. Linda.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Linda and her unsaved family. You know every situation, every condition. You are aware of everything. You knew what the enemy was planning before you created him and put pipes in him so that he could bring praises in him. You already knew what he was going to do.
Yeah.
You knew our names
yeah.
before the earth was formed.
Yeah.
My trust is absolutely, positively, completely in you. Because if you can't do it, it can't be done.
Amen.
We bless you because we know you can. And if you choose not to, it's not that you couldn't. You just chose not to because you got something better.
Mm-hmm.
We give you praise for Linda. I'm shouting now for Linda. I'm shouting now for Linda because I know you will deliver her. You will give her peace and comfort. You will be everything you said that you would be. And Father, we ask that you forgive us of any sins and unrighteousness, anything that may have found its way in our atmosphere, remove it, that you will get all the praise, all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
What you got, Pastor?
Sachin.
Who's
his name is Sachin.
Sachin.
Is asking for prayer.
I had a towel. Oh, there it is.
For their friend, Daria. Daria's been vomiting almost every day.
Oh.
Feeling lethargic.
Oh.
She also had a rapture dream where she and her family were left behind.
Oh. Her name is Daria.
Mm-hmm.
Daria, if you had, and I've heard other people say they had rapture dreams and they and or their family was left behind. If you're having a rapture dream and that dream is you're being left behind, I believe that is a warning, some kind of trying to wake you up. Because you don't have to be left behind. You don't have to be. This is the time to wake up. This is if you were having a rapture dream and you and it says in the dream you were left behind and you're concerned and you want prayer, that's good. Because that means God has got your attention. Sometimes the only way God can get your attention is when you out the way, when you sleep. Do you know that when you sleep, they say your body is temporarily paralyzed to a degree? Because some of us have running dreams, and if your body weren't paralyzed, you'd have ran out the door. So they say your body is temporarily paralyzed. And only your subconscious is still awake,
yeah.
paying attention to everything that's going around you. That's why sometimes you wake up, but something's going on because your subconscious is still awake.
Yeah.
But you, your crazy self is partly paralyzed, so you don't get up and go do something stupid in your dream.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. So if the Lord is sending you dreams, because trust me, it ain't the enemy sending you warning dreams that you're going to get left behind.
Okay.
He, if anything, he's going to be sending you, hey, God trying to help you wake up while it's time to wake up. That's all I'm saying. God is trying to help you wake up while it's still time to wake up. It is not God's will that anybody be lost. God doesn't want anybody lost. The worst person on the planet, God does not want that person lost. That's his child.
Yes.
However, if they choose to be lost, that's a different story.
Yes.
If you ignore God, that's on you. But if he sends you warning dreams and he's troubling your mind and you asking for prayer, he's trying to wake you up so that you are not left behind. And maybe if he can wake you up, you can wake your family up.
Yes.
Amen. So thank God for the rapture dream. What's the name again, Linda? No, what's that name again?
Daria.
Daria. Father God, in the name of Jesus, what was the rest of her prayer? I mean, request.
Daria has also been vomiting.
Vomiting.
Every day and feeling lethargic.
We're praying healing. Pastor Drea, I want you standing in for Daria. Pastor, the baby, put the tillet on her. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Jesus,
I know.
Amen. Pastor Nick will put the amen. I need you to stand. Come around, baby, as pastor, and stand on the other side of her. Heshan, Heshan. God is worthy of all praises, and he's worthy to be lifted up. And I am a firm believer in absolute healing in God. I know he will do it. Sensational and Zoe. Good morning. I got your stuff, Sensational. And I need Pashal. Pastor, you on this side, you on this side. I need them to wash their hands, put oil on their hands, and we're going to pray for complete healing for Daria. We're praying for complete healing for Daria. Hallelujah. For God is worthy to be praised. And I lift him up in the name of Jesus, because there is no God like our God. There is no God like our God. Everything else is a teeny weeny pale facsimile. There is only one true and living God, and he's our God, Yahshua. It's only one true and living God, just one. And we worship that God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Last dosen. Now, all three anoint their hands.
Hallelujah.
For God is worthy. Father, I know that you're worthy. I know that there is nothing, you cannot fail. It is impossible for God to fail. God cannot fail. God has never failed. But what about Satan? God did not fail. God did not fail. Just because your little pea brain don't understand how God's brain operates does not mean that God failed. It just means you don't get it. You don't know what God knows. You are not, oh my God. God cannot fail. God has never failed at anything. God is the great I am. He cannot fail.
Amen.
And just because you don't understand how it works does not mean God's not working. You just don't get it. Amen.
Amen.
You just don't get it. That's all it is. No, rub your hands in mine. Hallelujah. We're praying for Dara.
Daria.
We're praying for Daria. Put a sheet, the tallit over her head to cover her head. Daria, Pastor Drea is standing in the gap for you. The Bible says, where there's two or three gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, God said he would be in the midst. Anybody read that in your Bible?
Yes.
God is with us this morning. Misiero Aleviad. Put your hands on her. Take her hand. In the name of Jesus, Pastor Nicole, put your hand on her, on the top of her head. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Daria has been sick. I'm expecting healing. And Father, thank you for her healing. He said, I heard you before you called. And I answered, what? While you are yet speaking.
Yes.
When I was getting ready to ask God for it, he says, done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let us show. Let the healing begin.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you for Dara's healing. You spoke and it's done. But it don't. We thank you for her healing. We thank you for forgiving her sin. We thank you for watching over her and protecting her and her family. We give you praise and we magnify you. Thank you, Lord, for her healing. Thank you, Lord, for her healing. Thank you, Lord, for her healing. Thank you, Lord, for her healing.
In the name of Jesus.
Healing. The gift of healing. Thank you for her healing. God, thank you for her healing. Thank you for her healing, her deliverance, her peace, so that she's able to hold down a meal, so that she's able to rest an entire night. Thank you for her healing. Thank you for the headaches to go away. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. We give you praise and we magnify you. And let the church say,
amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Lord, Daria, keep us informed of the progression of your healing, how your healing is going forth, and how, what other people are saying about your healing. Let us know how the healing, because all I see is healing. That's all I see. That's all I see is healing. Amen.
Amen.
What else you got? Did I finish that?
You did.
Okay, come on. Amen.
Amen. Warhammer is asking for prayer for Kim.
Amen, Warhammer.
Kim has been having COVID symptoms, but does not want to be tested.
Amen.
Because she doesn't want to be forced into quarantine.
Amen, I get that. Amen. What's her name?
Her name is Kim.
Kim.
I have a suggestion.
Yes.
She doesn't have to be tested, but she needs to stay home and rest.
Yes.
Amen. She needs to stay home and rest and feed her body and her soul.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. Amen. If you feel, I see that light, Lord. I see that. Ah, God is so good. I see that light. If you feel that you're dealing with that or suffering with that or that's coming on you or you've been whatever, dude, come here and say that again and say it nice and loud.
You don't have to be tested, but you should stay home and rest and take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Spend this time praying and feeding your body and resting your body and feeding your soul.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I highly, highly recommend that. Highly recommend that. Amen. Give it to God and let's see what God does. Amen. What's her name again?
Her name is Kim. And Kim. Brother Niara said that's exactly what she's doing.
Amen. Isibianosaria. You know Kim? Oh, no, that's what you aim. Amen. 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 Fabati. Amen. Amen. Falotisho Tarakan. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray over Kim.
Yes.
And every person that's in the same situation that Kim is in,
yes.
Give them wisdom. Because some things don't need prayer, some things just need a little wisdom.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Give them wisdom. Encourage them. Help them to understand. To rest their body, to feed their body with the right things, but most importantly, feed their spirit. The spirit and tighten the relationship with God. Everything comes back to the relationship with God.
Yeah.
Tighten that relationship with God. Tighten that, because honestly, none of us know from day to day what's coming up next.
Yeah.
And if for some reason, for whatever reason, tomorrow is not yours, you still need to make sure that you know who God is, because eternity lasts forever.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that you're in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we're praying for healing for Kim.
Yes.
And every person that's dealing with what Kim is dealing with.
Yes.
Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Healing and deliverance.
Yes.
Victory dance. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We have a lot more?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Rosemary is asking to pray for her son-in-law, Don.
Can I have my Gatorade out of there, Jaqua?
Praying for his salvation and his physical healing.
For Don's physical healing and salvation?
Dom.
Thank you. Don. And who's asking for?
Rosemary.
Rosemary.
Don is her son-in-law or her son-in-love.
Yeah. Her son-in-love. Look at that. Did we have a lovey last week?
Yes,
a lovey.
Lovey, my love. I was going to say lovey-dovey. Okay, my love. Amen. We had, and so she's praying for her
son-in-love.
Her son-in-love. Amen.
Amen.
Father, every person that loves you enough to pray for the salvation of others, for every person that loves someone enough to pray for their healing and salvation, for every person that loves you enough to say, I will stand in the gap for others, we're praying, Lord, that you would lift them up above the fray, give them strength to carry on and to fight this good fight. Give them power and understanding to be what you've called and created them to be.
Yeah.
What's her name again?
Rosemary.
We're praying for Rosemary and her son-in-love. Father, we're praying for that atmosphere, for that family. God, Jesus. We're praying for that atmosphere and that family, that you would gather them like birds in a nest and shield them from hurt, harm, and danger, that they will reemerge victorious in you. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's anything in the atmosphere that's not like you, destroy it and let them be lights that shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo, it's hot up here, ain't it?
Yes.
Woo, thank you.
Okay. Doug recently began chemo.
Uh-huh.
And has not been sleeping well because of pain.
Yeah.
He's praying for wisdom on whether to continue treatment.
Mm.
He's also praying over his, asking for prayer over his marriage.
Yes. His name is?
Doug.
Doug. Doug, Pastor Sandy's brother. Mm-hmm. What's his name again?
Kenneth.
Oh, boy. That was rough. Just hearing about it was rough. Amen. We're praying for Doug. We're praying for Kenneth. We know Kenneth's wife is right there with him.
And already seeing relief, Pastor. I got news. They're already seeing relief so soon.
Look at God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes.
My God is real. I don't know what God y'all got, but my God is real. Amen. Already seeing relief. Already seeing a change. My God is real.
Yes.
Don.
Doug.
Doug is the one dealing with it and wanting to know about the chemo. And Doug, the Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path.
Yes.
No matter what you hear spoken here, you take it back to God.
Yes.
You consult God about it. No matter what comes out of my mouth, you take what you hear back to God and say, God, is this you?
Yes.
Did you say that? Yes. Is this what you want? You do that with everybody and with everything you hear, because this is your salvation, this is your eternity, this is your body, this is you. And so you want to make sure that whatever going on with you, God is in control.
Yes.
God is in agreement with you. The Bible says, where there are two, how can two walk together except they agree?
Yes.
You find out what God's will is, then you agree with God, and then it'll be.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't take anybody's word just because.
Yes.
Matter of fact, take it and then give it to God.
Yes.
And see what God does with it. After God finished shaking it up and turning it upside down and speaking over it, if it comes back to you good, you straight.
Yes.
If it is consumed, you didn't need that in the first place.
Right.
Did everybody catch that?
Amen.
Amen. That was good. So you take your need, your Pastor, you done switched God all the way back there. What is going on? What, they got some hot dogs back there, some gumballs? What's going back there? You're observing. I love her. I love her. But I can't have the Warriors in the back. Mm-mm. That's like Abigail being back there working the camera. That ain't going to happen. Amen. I need you up here. Hi, Donita and company. Amen.
Amen.
You take it to the Lord. And whatever the Lord says, that's what you do. Because if you walk in agreement with God, it will be so in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not going to tell you whether you should or should not do chemo. That's between you and the Lord, because your temple belongs to him. And I have no control over what God. Y'all understand?
Amen.
So I'm asking you to take it to God, because we're praying to the same God. And if he'll talk to me, he'll talk to you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But I do understand wanting some backup, wanting a little help.
Yes.
I get that.
Yes.
Because sometimes, look at her. Amen. Because sometimes the load is heavy.
Yes.
And even though I'm still moving, I might be moving at a snail's pace.
Yes.
I might need to piggyback on you for a minute and we get that little. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Sometimes you just need some help.
Yes.
Don.
Doug.
Why do you call him Don? Doug. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless the Lord because he is worthy. We bless the Lord because he is God. There is no other God like our God. Everything else is fake, little g's. But we have the true, mighty, and living God who forever lives, who has always lived, who will always live. He will always be God. Father, speak to your son, Doug. Speak to his heart and his mind. Lead him, guide him, show him what your will is for his life. Encourage him to move the way you want him to go, so that the two of you can walk together, so that he will agree with you and you with him, and you can walk together as one, because once you walk together, it's done.
Yes.
And we're praying according to your will for his life. Let the healing begin.
Yes.
Let the healing take place. Let the healing go forth, that he will be another witness for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
So last week, we prayed for, Sandra asked us to pray for Miss Nancy. She's the mother of a coworker who fell and was having...
I remember.
She's doing better. She's slowly improving and her thinking is clearing.
Yes.
They're moving her to a rehab facility for about 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And after that, she should be returning home.
Oh, praise God. We want to keep praying for her. Praying for her complete healing, her complete recovery. Thank you for sharing the praise report because it's going in the right direction.
Yeah.
God is good. And they're talking about rehab for just 2 weeks. I can do 2 weeks. Amen. 2 weeks? Oh yeah, let's do this.
Yes.
Amen. Amen, Reuben. Let's get in. Let's amen. Father, we bless you for your healing. We bless you for your deliverance. We bless you for Kenneth going in the right direction. We give you praise and we magnify you. And the young lady again that got the place to live.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How long we've been praying for weeks. And the Lord, and she said, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And she's doing good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Lord, we bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Last one, and this is an update from Fran concerning Vivian, who was unsaved, and Alice, who was saved. Alice is doing better. Her oxygen level is getting better.
I remember that.
She still needs, well, this is for Vivian. Vivian still needs a neurologist to look at the brain tumor.
Right.
And she's not accepting the word terminal.
Don't I have something like, okay.
Yes. And she has not had chemo yet. So they're praying for salvation and healing.
Yes. Yeah. And the person, the salvation healing.
And Vivian.
Vivian, I don't know if you'll hear me or not, but I'm going to say it anyway. Whoever hears this that can get a word back to Vivian, listen real close. Vivian, we're praying for your salvation first. Because of the two, that's more important. Because these bodies were never meant to last forever. We try to keep them as long as we can, but God did not create this flesh to last forever. Amen? So we're going to pray for your salvation because we know that lasts forever. When you leave here, that lasts forever. We all going somewhere. That lasts forever. So we want to pray for your salvation first. And then, according to the Lord's will for your life, we want to pray that the Lord will complete the healing. And if there's chemo involved, that the Lord will fix it. However he chooses. God has medical staff. God have medical personnel. God have believers in hospitals and doctor's offices and police forces and fire force. God got people everywhere. And so we're praying that the Lord will lead you to or lead them to you. Someone that he has anointed. Someone that he has spoke to and spoke over. We're praying for your absolute healing and deliverance in your body. But foremost, your salvation in Christ. Because that's more important. Because even if God healed you completely, you're still leaving. Sooner or later, one way or the other, we're all leaving. I haven't met anybody 600 years old. Have you? That means the Bible says once appointed unto man to die, and after that, the judgment. You're not coming back as a jellyfish, a bag of chips, a bowl of Jell-O, nothing. When you leave here, you gone. You gone. That's it. When you leave, you ain't come back. I'm coming back as a fruit fly. You a nut already. You're not coming back as nothing else. You leave here, you gone. That's it.
Yeah.
Amen. And so we want to pray for you. Why did they even go there? Amen. I don't even know how I got there. But anyway, I'm there now. Good morning, Pastor. Amen. So we're praying for your salvation. And first of all, and then we're praying for your absolute healing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, her mind, her body, her salvation is what's most important to you. And if it's important to you, it's important to us. We're praying for her salvation. We're praying that she will accept who you are and that she will be as one with you, that she will understand that you are the only true and living God and there is no other God. And when we leave here, it is nothing but truth. When people die, I say they know truth now.
Yeah.
When they leave here, I don't care how big a bear they was when they were here. When they leave here, I say, now they know truth. Now they know who God really is. Now they know truth. Because in eternity, it's absolute truth. There's nothing but truth. There are only liars down here. Ain't no liars up there.
Right.
When you leave this realm, You are going to run smack dab into absolute truth. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why? Because it's the absolute truth.
Yes.
And you will acknowledge the truth when you leave here. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to acknowledge him now, or I guarantee you, you're going to acknowledge him later. But you're going to say Jesus is Lord sooner or later, here or there. You might as well start while you're here. Because if you're scared to meet him when you die, you are not going to have a good day. But if you can't wait to meet him because you know that you're walking in righteousness, that you know that you're doing what you can, if you can't wait to meet him, you're going to have the best day ever.
Yes.
Amen. There's a difference. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. What else we got? That was it? What's on the line? What's on the wire? What's on the press? Anything we need, Asia? No, but I got to check. I know. Amen. Okay, so here we go, because, amen, I ain't mad at you, Asia. Amen, I ain't mad at you, Asia. Amen. We want to pray more, but the Bible says do all things decently and in order. And we have a lot of things that we're still doing today. We have service and stuff going on, so we have to go. But keep us in your prayers as we keep you in our prayers. And we pray that the Lord will touch your heart and your mind. And if we did not get to you from the chat room today, we'll be praying for you throughout the week. Amen. I don't know where Deacon Reverend Brother Lloyd is, but if he was standing here, I would tell you he would say either in the cloud or in the curse. I don't want to take his credit. I mean, I love it, but I don't want to take his credit. I want them to know it didn't come from me.
You've been doing this for weeks.
Yeah, have I been doing this?
Doing?
In the cloud or in the crowd? God willing, we'll see you later. God bless you. Amen. Amen.